All right, time for second date. Don is a truck driver, and he met up with Tara, and they had a great time. He took her for a little ride in his big rig, and now she's ghosted him. So, Don, I've got her number here. I'm going to dial it up. Just hang in the background while I talk to her, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you much.
Hello?
Hi, this is Matt Bradley with K95. I'm looking for Tara.
This is she.
Tara, hey, I know, radio station calling you, it's a little weird, but hang with me for just a moment here. Hey, I understand you went out on a date with a truck driver by the name of Don. You remember Don?
Yes,
yeah?
I do.
Okay, that's a good laugh. That's a good sign. My. How was that date? Tell me about that date. Was it fun?
Oh, it was a blast. Are
literally.
You kidding me?
Yeah, he was blasting the air horn from what we understand, right?
Oh, my gosh. He called you and told you all about it.
He did. He did. We want to know how. What was your take on this whole date?
My goodness. It was unexpected. We'll say that. Uh-huh. One minute I was pumping gas. The next minute I'm having dinner. I don't know what he told you, but he actually took me for a ride in his truck.
We heard that.
Oh, gosh, you did. Okay. We hit it off. He was sweet. I mean, I could just tell he was in his element. Like, he was ringing his horn and had country music. He was playing Alabama. We were like jamming out.
Well, heck yeah. That's what you do in a truck. I understand he also offered an offer.
On highway, roll on alone. I mean, we were just jamming out. I mean, he was the sweetest guy. And I mean, I got to tell you something. It was the cutest thing, but he went to like lean in for a kiss. And then he goes, "Hold on, pretty lady." And I was like, "Oh God, what?" And he like popped a Tic Tac.
Well, like, what's wrong with that?
You know, I mean, after his daddy's dinner, I guess, you know, but no, I mean, I'll tell you what. He was like, "Why don't you come on the road with me?"
Yes.
And like, come cross country. And I was kind of like, put the brakes on. Like, you're sweet, but I just met you. I'm not sure I want to like.
Did that scare you? Like, did that scare you a little bit, him offering to take you for a ride?
Yeah, because it was like, why don't we just go to a movie for a second date? You know what I mean? Not
sure.
You know.
Sure.
I also have a dog. I have a pet. Like, I can't just pick up and just leave.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Tara, I'm gonna say something now that may change your whole course here, but just bear with me for a moment. So Don is actually on the phone.
Hey. Good morning.
Oh. Good morning.
Now we were talking about your ride around in the big rig, and he mentioned offering to take you on a little trip. And I don't think he meant I didn't detect anything bad there. Just I think it'd actually be kind of fun to get on the road and head out somewhere.
I mean, I think it was just like I'm a woman of I'm a creature of habit, and you know I've got my job I go to every day. I kind of have my routine. I've got a dog, so I think it just like scared me that he thought I could just pick up and go, and like I don't have any responsibilities. I feel like
right.
That's kind of what I was thinking, honey. Like, so it did kind of freak me out a little bit.
Well, I understand that, baby. I'm glad that you shared that with me. I'll be honest with you. You know, I was thinking we were hitting it off so good. You know, Kenny Chesney's doing all that stuff in Vegas, and I've got a trip planned. I got to go to Seattle. And that's why when I brought it up that maybe we could go, I would plan for me and you, and that's how much I enjoy your time. We could go make this trip, but I'm telling you, baby girl, we go to that Kenny Chesney out in Vegas and see that performance. That's just part of our trip.
That would be so fun, Don. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Tara was saying that she's got a lot going on here. So before we get to Kenny Chesney in Vegas and heading out to Seattle on the big rig, what about just a sit-down steak dinner here in town? And I'll pay for
it. Yes, Mr. Bradley, I think you're picking up what I'm putting down. I had so much fun, and
okay.
He's just a charmer, and he is just a handsome guy. And, like, we hit it off. Like, Don, no doubt we had fun, but I think maybe, yeah, a sit-down dinner. Just a little romantic hand holding in the booth, you know.
All right.
I like that. I like that. And I didn't know you had a dog. I didn't know you had a dog, but I like you more now.
Because
you got a dog.
I do. Yeah. I do. She's kind of big, but I mean, your truck's really big. So if you did ever do something, maybe she could
bike home. The truck's big enough. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is so great. All right. So, Tara, you're good with a nice dinner somewhere?
I'm That sounds perfect.
All right.
And even better if it's not Denny's. I mean, Denny's was fun, but, you know.
Don, you sound like a hell of a guy. I love it. I love that you're going to go out with her again, and I wish you nothing but the best. Tara, this dude sounds like a heck of a lot of fun, so I don't think he's going to be on the market for long. So,
you're awesome, my brother. We're going to go back out, Tara, me and you. We go have a steak dinner somewhere, and I look forward to holding your hand and sitting next to you.
I have one request, though, Don. One request.
Uh-oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Will you pick me up in your truck?
Oh.
Baby, if I was outside right now, I'd be blowing that horn. Yes.
That was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun.
All right, you guys have fun on your date, okay?
I love you guys. Thank you so much. This is the best.
You're welcome,
Don. I'm thrilled. All right, man.
You guys, thanks so much. I'm headed to work, and you definitely just put a smile on my face. So, thank you.